Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Have you been walking around incognito? Well, if you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll want to find out if you are that person and what you need to do to show us your true colors. Incognito. It's a word we don't hear too often, so let me first open up with the word itself. Incognito is all about being in a non-official capacity or under a name or a title that's intended to elude, as in avoid, public notice. It's a form of anonymity, and sometimes people will be incognito because they're maybe avoiding the authorities. Maybe they're shy. It could be that they are pulling a ruse on other people. And sometimes when I think of the word incognito, I'm brought back to memories of old movies where people were very clearly cloaked in clothing designed to hide their true identity from everyone else so that they would essentially be able to walk around unnoticed for who they really were. But when this word incognito came to mind today, it really held so much more promise in the way of living happier from the inside out. I want to share with you something that happened to me when I was probably 20, and it was my moment when someone literally called me out of incognito. I was studying in Spain and always a very studious person. I even dressed rather conservatively. I happened to be on vacation while studying in Spain during the Easter holidays, and it was kind of summertime weather. I bought a pretty skirt. I had a pair of espadrilles on, and I was with some friends of mine, and we stopped somewhere and were in the lobby of a small hotel. Now, the hotel lobby had a grand piano in it, and I looked at it, and I thought, oh my gosh, a grand piano. I love these. There was not one person in the lobby at that point, and I remember very sheepishly going to the piano, pulling out the bench, sitting down, moving my skirt, and playing very lightly, and after I started playing, I started singing. Now, that piano so called my name, even as grand pianos do today. I had grown up playing the piano, but there's something about a grand piano, the sound that comes out of it, the emotions that it evokes. I just, even when I am shy, and even when I was shy, I still couldn't resist. Now, surprisingly, a friend who was with me stopped and said, "Maura, I didn't know you knew how to play the piano." And she said, "I certainly didn't know that you could sing." I said, "Well, this is just something I really enjoy doing." I said, "Because I wasn't at home or in a quiet place, and I've been gone for several months, this piano was just calling my name and I couldn't resist. I really didn't think anybody would be paying attention." In that moment, she said, "Maura, you are like the woman that travels incognito." She said, "In the several years I've known you, I never saw you in this light. I've seen you in classes where you're very studious." And she said, "I tend to be more of an outgoing personality." She said, "I like to dress fancy. I like to be seen in a crowd. I'd love to go into any kind of a performance, any kind of a fashion show and have people look at me." And she said, "You've never been that way." And she said, "I can't believe you've been hiding yourself like that." Now, I want to bring something interesting out. In the moment that I stepped out at that piano and opened it up and started to put my fingers to it, do you know how happy it made me? I was able to connect with something that was so pleasing to my soul. What I did, I really did for my own joy. But in having a friend call me out from my position as being incognito, she was actually undergirding me, affirming me, and saying, "Maura, come and do this more frequently." Coming out of our place of incognito is nothing more than stepping into those things that are our joys, that do reflect the desires of our heart, and that touch upon and give place to the things in our soul that are looking for expression. Many of us walk around incognito, even maybe as I was doing, unaware. We get very accustomed to playing certain roles. We do things day in and day out because they are expected of us, because it's part of a routine. And we end up finding ourselves in places that forget about who we are. And then in all of our interactions, we become an assumed identity that isn't always our own. Now, how does this relate to you? Exactly the same way. I would encourage you tonight, when you are on your own, to think about how you normally live and give yourself a few moments to reflect upon things you really love to do. And then ask yourself the last time you entertained them. The last time that you put your hands to something that was of interest to you. The last time that you stepped into something that was important. And give yourself permission to do it. I want you to know that as you come out of that place of incognito, you are giving rise to your own interests. But there's always an ancillary effect. You give more vitality to yourself. You empower yourself in a sense of being who you are, but also of well-being because you are feeding your soul. And the other side of it, too, is that when you do come out of incognito, you may learn that there are people around you who absolutely are enamored by those things that you are showing forth. Whatever they are, I trust that they will make you happy from the inside out. Well, that's been my thought today on the subject of incognito. But before we finish, let's tune in and listen to someone else who's going to share with us what makes them happy from the inside out too. Bye-bye.
Hello, I'm Elizabeth MacDonald. I'm a communication skills trainer. My company is The Verbal Edge, and I'm located in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and also Tampa Bay. What makes me happy is when I can help people speak positively, confidently, and succinctly. And when their messages become messages that people want to listen to and remember.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.